All right. Well, good morning, church family. As Pastor Joe alluded to, yes, we are part of the family. And it's hard to believe 2 years ago that we were here. A lot of faces have obviously changed, but when we walked in immediately, felt like home. And we can still just sense the great things that are going on here, both inside and outside, in the name of Jesus. So I want to thank Pastor Joe for the opportunity to stand up here. First of all, he just told me we're coming through town and wanted to stop in and say hi. And Pastor Steve and Joe asked us to stand up here, and it's an honor. I know it's for those of you who are visiting, I do want to definitely encourage you to please come back and hear Pastor Joe preach. You will be blessed. He's a great teacher of the Bible, but also helping you to take that and understand your plan and purpose with God a little bit or a lot better and be able to apply that to your life. So, Pastor, thank you for the chance. It's also great to be part of a church that is not just focused on what goes inside the walls, but also what's going on outside the walls, throughout the community, throughout the world. And you can just look at the wall out there and see the picture of all the different missionaries, the different places, the different organizations that are being served. And so you are part of that. And so I think that's definitely unusual with a lot of churches these days, and also within the community, lots of great options and opportunities. So we have missed being here, but it is great to have a chance to come back. And we know that we're still part of the family because of our connections and partnership through the ministry. And we appreciate the opportunity today to have a chance to give you an update with what's going on and chat with some of you a little bit later.
So Brian said, we finished our final 2 years of Brian serving on active duty here at Laughlin. It was actually not a place I wanted to come. I was not super excited about it and honestly loved it. It was our best assignment. I just love this church family, love the community, love that everywhere you go, you know people. It's like even just driving into town last night I was just so joyful being back. So we love you guys. While Brian was on active duty and we were married, we moved 14 times. And always leaving our church family was one of the hardest things to do, but I can tell you it was absolutely the hardest to leave Del Rio Bible Church 2 years ago. A little background for those of you that don't know us. Brian served for 25 years, and when we first got married, we were not believers. We did not know the Lord. And we met at a wedding. We dated long distance, and I only saw him in his uniform one time, and that was the week before we got married. So I had absolutely no idea what I was signing up for. And honestly, I was a reluctant military spouse those first several years. Thankfully, there were some believers in Brian's flying squadron who lived different lives. And we started noticing that there was something different about them, the choices that they make, the words they use, the way they lived. So we began asking them, and thankfully they shared the gospel with us. God revealed himself to us. We saw our sin, and we saw our need for a Savior. And I can definitely say under the lordship of Jesus Christ, being the military spouse got a lot easier because I learned that God was ultimately in control. And I kind of stopped trying to control the moving, the deployments, the TDYs, all of that. And I think that made it a lot easier for Brian. So these are our kids, Brody and Grace. Just to give you an update on them, they're not here because they are on a mission trip with their youth group in Colorado. They left on Friday for Canada. They're going to an unchurched area there. That's our son, Brody. He is now 17 and going into his senior year. And he will be primarily dual enrolled at the community college this next year. That's our daughter, Grace. She will be going into her junior year in high school, and she's actually going to be going to a local Christian school.
So Beth mentioned that I did not do a very good job of preparing her for life in the military, and that was intentional because I wanted her to marry me, so I didn't give her a whole lot. A couple things, as we're going through this today, we're going to make some military applications, we're going to talk about some military stories, but keep in mind, that's just because that's who we're interacting with on a regular basis, but this applies to everybody, regardless of what you're doing, whether you're serving out at the base, in an office downtown, or you're serving in your home as a parent, right, or a spouse. So this is certainly going to apply. That picture right there was my last day out at the base. I had my final flight as an instructor pilot in the mighty T-6. You can see the squadron emblems on the back there in the heritage room, and I think I had just dried off from the final hose down. So we were thankful for what had happened. As Beth mentioned, thankfully throughout my career, there were some people that I served with that were willing to be that light in the darkness, which was in the different places that in the squadron I was at, and were willing to share their faith with me and answer questions and show me what it meant to be a follower of Christ. So throughout the rest of our career, we looked for opportunities to do that as well, even while serving, whether it was hosting small groups in our home with other individuals or couples, whether it was working with chaplains on different things, or whether it was serving within in the church. So yes, you can still don't believe the stuff you see out there in the news about, you can't mention God's name in the military, because yes, you can, and yes, we should. And it's not just the military, no matter where you're serving, where you're working, look for those opportunities. So where are we serving now? We're with the ministry called CREW. Some of you may not be familiar with CREW, but you may have heard of Campus Crusade for Christ. Campus Crusade for Christ has been around for decades. They changed their name 5 or 6 years ago to CREW. It's not an acronym, it's just a word, right? Like Starbucks, what does Starbucks mean? You know, expensive coffee. But CREW just means a Christ-focused, gospel-centered ministry to people all across the globe. And primarily there are campus ministries in nations, but the CREW also has a lot of different focused ministries. They minister to families with a ministry called Family Life. They have ministry to athletes all the way from high school up to professional called Athletes in Action. They have inner cities, international, and there's a military ministry of CREW that's also been around since the early 70s. So the gold up there shows a little bit where we're at. We also have people that serve internationally in 32 different nations, and that is actually, those are actually missionaries who are connecting international militaries to Jesus Christ, engaging them. And we also do that when international militaries send people here to train. Like I know we have international pilot training students and things like that. Anybody that a foreign country sends to the U.S. for training, most of them will go back and eventually be the high-ranking generals in their military. So if we can get them here and expose them to the gospel, it's a great opportunity. So that's the ministry as a whole, CREW military, the military ministry of CREW.
So the overall mission statement of our entire ministry, CREW, is win, build, and send. And the goal there with winning is obviously sharing the gospel with them and winning them over to Jesus Christ. And then building, that's building them up in their faith, so discipling them, equipping them, encouraging them to read the Bible, teaching them how to read the Bible. And then sending, we like to send believers out to then go share the gospel. But one of the great things about the military is the military does all the sending for us. They're going to move everybody around. We don't have to do that. And so we just encourage them that as they go to share the gospel through the different places that God places them. Early on in when we became believers, we met someone who challenged us and said, you know, you're not just a married couple who happens to serve in the military. They said, you are missionaries that happen to be working for the military. And so they encouraged us to do that. The different bases that we went, and we moved 14 times. We had small groups in our home. We had Bible study in our home. And we really took that challenge to really try to do that as we moved throughout and to realize that God had placed us at such places to share the gospel while we were there.
And again, regardless of where you're serving, whether you're in uniform or not, there are those opportunities. And CREW as a whole has a lot of great resources available that we can talk to you about afterwards or go online. And hosting a small group in your home with other, you know, individuals or couples is very easy. If you can read and tell time, you can lead a small group, right? You open the book up, read, ask the question, and continue on. So where are we serving right now? We are in Colorado Springs, and that's an updated photo of us there in Colorado. Sorry, it's kind of small on the bottom left there. Colorado Springs, kind of a strategic location for the military. We have the Air Force Academy, all right, which if you're not familiar, it's military. They're college students, up to 4,000 there at any one time, who will all be commissioned and serve a career or a part of a commitment in the military. So we're there interacting weekly, daily, sometimes with the cadets, discipling, mentoring, and sharing the gospel with them. Down south is Peterson Air Force Base. That is a Space Command headquarters, a lot of space assets, also headquarters for NORTHCOM, Northern Command, which is the organization that protects the defense of the United States. Schriever Air Force Base out to the right there, out in the southeast, also space mission. The bottom there in the south, Fort Carson, is a Army base. There's as many as 25,000 soldiers stationed there at Fort Carson, plus all the families and the other people that come with that. So a big Army base, and the deployment cycle there is really intense. 6 months out, 6 months back, a year gone, 6 months back, and they're just constantly going. So a lot of trials and tribulations there with people trying to work through life, whether they're single or married. So need a lot of hope and healing, but they're doing great work. Cheyenne Mountains, where NORAD is, with the satellite defense and then launching nuclear weapons if required, and then Buckley up to the north in Denver. So I talked about interacting with the cadets. We also serve with chaplains at the other bases in town there and try to help them. They're undermanned and overworked. So where can we help you and serve your community, both in uniform and the families? And as Beth mentioned, we were not Christians when we got married. Soon after we gave our lives to Christ, we went to a marriage conference and realized God had a better plan for marriage than we do. And so we like to share that with military couples specifically. So we do a lot of military marriage ministry that we'll talk about here in a second, as well as discipling, Bible studies, etc.
So one of the primary places that we serve is at the United States Air Force Academy. There's about 4,000 cadets there. And Del Rio Bible Church is actually a large part of us getting there and serving as missionaries. When Brian had been stationed here about 6 months, a couple that DRBC supports who live in Colorado, Rob and Chandra Enos, came to the church to speak, kind of like what we're doing today. And we chatted with them for a while. And eventually, about a year later, they asked us to consider serving full-time to the military with them up in Colorado. So you guys are a large part of why we're doing what we're doing. And we really consider DRBC to be our sending church. Our ministry up there is Monday nights. We have large group gatherings. Thursday evenings, we have men's and women's Bible study. And we also do some small group discipleship. On Monday nights, right now, the academy blocks off 2 hours for all cadets, so they can't schedule other activities, and they can be involved in spiritual enrichment programs. And Crew is one of the Christian programs up there. So cadets come, first thing we do is we feed them pizza, and they like that because it's not their cafeteria food, which I understand is quite bland. Then we have cadet-led worship. Then we have a short message from one of the older adults, which is like people like us. That's what we're called, the old people. And then they're going to break into small groups, and those are cadet-led, usually by a male and female cadet, and they will really kind of unpack the message, really apply it to their lives. And they'll have the same small group throughout each year. Another neat thing about when they come to Crew is we call them by their first name. Especially for the freshmen that have just finished up basic, they won't respond right away because they are not used to hearing their name. And they're only used to hearing their last name yelled. That's another special thing, like all the cadets call each other by each first name when they're in our area. Also, on Thursday nights, we bring them home-cooked food. Now, they really like to come to that. And a lot of times, they'll bring their unsaved friends to come to Bible study just to get the, home-cooked food. And then, thankfully, we get to introduce them to Jesus Christ when they're there. Those Bible studies are cadet-led by some of our usually upperclassmen who are more spiritually mature. Also, Brian this past year did a men's small group discipleship study one night a week, and they worked through the book Disciplines of a Godly Man, just reading, discussing together.
Additionally, we have the opportunity to meet one-on-one with cadets throughout the week. And It's really great right now because we have access to the academic building where they meet. And so if they have a period that's off and they don't have a class, we'll meet them right there in the little food court area, sit down at a table amongst the other cadets, and open up a Bible. Maybe we'll do a Bible study. Maybe it's a book study. Maybe it's just sitting down talking about life, answering questions, helping them deal with the relationship issue, helping them just try to solidify what it means to walk with God. So they're all in different places. Some of them we meet with, they're asking some very basic questions. You know, how do you know there's a God? Why do bad things happen to good people? Different things about kind of the what it really means to understand the gospel. And then we have folks who have been walking with the Lord for a long time who are digging deep and who we are actually equipping and training to be used by God to disciple others. And that's kind of the ultimate goal, is as they are sent, that God uses them to be a light in the darkness, whatever unit they're going to be at, and also God uses them to draw people to him, as he often does. The evangelism training occurs periodically as well. We'll do some sit down and kind of talk about how do you know that the Bible's true, how would you share your faith with others, do some role playing, and then we've even been to a little town nearby out in the mountains and walked around the streets there and just had them start spiritual conversations and get comfortable with doing that, because ultimately they're doing that back in the dormitories and within their squadrons at the academy as well. And then bottom right there, sharing life, that's Beth with three lady cadets who came over one day because they just wanted to come and do some cooking. They missed home. They hadn't been in a real kitchen for a while, and they wanted some fellowship with one another and some time to spend with Beth as well. So our home, we have cadets that are regularly coming and going to do different things. Sometimes it's just sleeping. Sometimes it's laundry, but a lot of times it's just sharing life together and another opportunity for us to disciple and build them up in their faith.
Did you want me to talk about Emily?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so one of the girls there in the white, she's a girl that I've been discipling for 2 years, and she was grew up in a legalistic denomination, and she really never read the Bible for herself, didn't even believe that she, as a lay person, could understand the Bible. So I walked through the Gospel of John with her, and by chapter 3, she realized that she had not been born again, that she really wasn't a believer, she didn't have a relationship with Christ, she had not received the Lord as her personal Savior. So I was privileged to be able to be there when she recognized that and accepted Christ as Lord.
And then one of the cadets I had the opportunity to meet with, when we started talking, he had been to church and kind of thought he believed in God, but he had never read the Bible before. So I had an opportunity to sit with him and throughout a period of a school year, read through a large portion of the Bible. And he finally grasped an understanding of, you know, what, not just all what it meant, but the fact that it was true, and then started developing that habit that hopefully we'd all have, where we're regularly spending time in God's Word. And it's not unusual to get a text from him saying, hey, I was reading this today, and, you know, what's this mean? And fortunately, it's a text, so I have time to act like I haven't read it yet and go figure out the answer and then come back and give him some sort of a response, because they're really asking deep questions now, which is awesome. And this is the cool thing now, is to see him now start talking to folks in his hallway in the dorm and see how he's preparing to continue to share that as he goes throughout the rest of his career. Another cadet who his father left him when he was 3, he's like, hey, would you mind meeting with me? I've really never had a man to talk to about some of these things. And so it was good to kind of help him. Again, we started going through John, and he really realized, grasped who Jesus was and the significance of his death on the cross, and why it mattered to him now and for eternity.
Another opportunity we have with cadets is we take them off-site, which is a real privilege, especially for the freshmen. They're in the gated complex often, most of the time. And we'll go for spiritual weekend retreats. We usually do 3 to 4 a year, with the highlight being kind of the winter retreat, which is about 4 days in the mountains with snow. We have speaking on 3 of the 4 days, well, actually even in the evening on the 4th day, but then we give them, most of them go snow skiing during that one day. And that's a really great opportunity because Brian and I have more time to engage with some of the cadets and have those longer spiritual conversations. And also, a lot of times they'll invite some of their unsaved friends who want to come go skiing, and then they think they're just coming for fun, but they encounter Jesus while they're there.
Which is also fun.
Yes, which is also fun, yes. Another special event that we do is we do a special send-off for our seniors. And really, kind of the last month or so, we'll have special messages just for them about what's it like to be a Christian in the military. You know, how do you share your faith when you're on active duty? And then we lay hands on them and pray for all of them, you know, as they go out to be warriors for Christ and for their nation.
Additionally, as I mentioned, we also like to spend time in a military marriage type ministry, and that comes in some different forms. There is an event that happens almost every weekend throughout the country called Weekend to Remember. And it goes from Friday to Sunday. It is a marriage getaway. And I think two or three times a year they do it in San Antonio. So I certainly encourage you to look for that. It's sponsored by a ministry called Family Life, which is also a crew ministry. And so you can go to these weekend getaways and really just focus on one another. They have really dynamic speakers, great content, great opportunity to spend time together and grow in your relationship with each other and understanding and with the Lord. Now, when they host these events near a military base, like certainly in San Antonio, there's also an opportunity for a military breakout session for the military couples. So in Colorado Springs, Beth and I actually lead those military breakout sessions, and it's, you know, an hour or two for us just with the military couples to talk about some of the unique challenges of life in the military. And we also will have some of the first responders with us as well. And then we also have a chance to share with them some of the resources that are available through Crew and the hope and healing that comes with that. So it's just some of the different locations, not just in Colorado, but we could do up to Idaho as well. And then we've been to several bases in Colorado and outside to facilitate a full Friday night, Saturday military marriage seminar, just the two of us. And so those are kind of ongoing there in the Colorado Springs area. We're getting ready to hopefully do another one here in August or September.
And from the Weekend to Remember that we did in Colorado Springs this time, back in February, just one of the stories of what God did. Early on the first night we met this couple, they were dual military, both serving with the Army. And the husband had recently been discharged after 17 years medically because of post-traumatic stress disorder. And we were able to minister to them through that weekend. And as we saw on the surveys at the end of the weekend, the husband accepted Christ for the very first time on that weekend, and the wife recommitted her life to Christ. So that's just one story of what God's doing.
Lots of other ways that God is opening doors for us, all of us, to serve together there in the Springs area, and just kind of a smattering of pictures. I don't have time to go into everything. Some of the highlights, sorry, it's kind of small for you guys in the back. That top middle picture is just a photo of several military couples sitting in a circle. Throughout the week, we'll often host a small group study at a church or at a chapel somewhere on base to talk about military-focused issues. We have some small group studies for military couples. One is on preparing for deployment, how to prepare, how to stay connected, get ready for the redeployment, especially down in some of the bases. The divorce rates are really high with all the deployments and things going on. We also have one that just focuses on military marriage in general. So we'll do those. Three of those photos up there have a picture of Beth standing in front of a large group of ladies who are military spouses. And she's could be a Bible study, but often she is sharing a little bit of her story and how to come alongside their spouse who is serving to be kind of embrace that calling to serve jointly together in the military, you know, with as God is the headship there. So a lot of hope. In the center there is some stuff we did with the Veterans Center downtown. Those are our kids up on stage helping to lead some worship at Christmas time. And then some other things. Some international ministry opportunities, passing out some Bibles there. Actually, there are Bibles in Arabic to some Muslims in another country. And we also have international opportunities to serve here because, as I mentioned, when they serve some of the international services, we'll send people here. We can minister to them. Move on. And then an additional role that we recently picked up, in addition to everything that's going on in Colorado Springs, we've been asked to kind of be a regional director for the kind of the central third of the United States, everything you see in gold there. The Crew Military has taken the U.S. and divided into five regions. So we also kind of help oversee everything in that region, including Texas. We're not necessarily telling people what to do or how to do it, but we're checking in with them, seeing how you're doing, and what can we do to help you. So as you can see, Texas is an opportunity. I'm not aware of anything going on specifically here in Del Rio or out near Laughlin. So if there's anybody that might be feeling led, you can do it on a volunteer, part-time basis. And affiliating yourself with the ministry, all that does is that opens you up to the opportunity to have access to some resources and some help along the way. So there's not like any huge commitment or anything, but you start getting something going here.
Another opportunity that we hope the Lord will open the door for in the future is a partnership that we have with another ministry called Reboot. And they have Christ-centered combat trauma healing resources. It's a 12-week study. And it's really good for people with PTSD, which there's a lot of that at Fort Carson. And maybe there's other PTSD in our area as well. And this course is very successful. They have had no one who's gone through the course commit suicide, and the rate of marriages staying together is significantly higher, people that go through this course. So, and it brings them healing from this combat trauma with the hope and healing of Jesus Christ. So that's something that we hope the Lord will open the door to. The bottom picture there is some staff that we work with in San Antonio who do that full time now. They just run Reboot courses all the time for people with PTSD. And it's really successful, and so that's something we would hope to bring to the Colorado area.
And one of the resources we use a lot when we start discipling people is this is called a spiritual fitness guide, and Crew Military has made a version for each of the services. So this one says Airmen, so this is the Air Force version. We've got the other service versions out there too. Anybody who wants to take one of these copies, we're happy to give you one on your way out the door on the top shelf out there, or come talk to us. It has some interesting stories about people that are serving in that specific branch of the military, but also has a great overview and understanding of what it means to be a Christ follower and some great encouragement for resiliency and things like that. Be back up in a second after about a 2-3 minute video here.
Raising children with one parent, the trials of healing wounds of marriage after a separation, the trial of mothers and fathers losing their son and daughter to war. This is a hard ministry because service in the military is hard. It puts a strain on parents, spouses, children. We see the effect of combat on the soldier, the sailor, the airman, marine, their spouses, and all the people that we love. We see the impact of children being left without fathers and mothers. We see the impact of marriages, continued deployments, war, combat, fatigue. We believe that the military ministry of Crew is engaged in healing families, in healing marriages, in healing the members of the military, so that the gospel of Jesus Christ can be taken to the entire world. The military ministry of Crew only does 3 things, really. We win people to Christ, we build them up in their faith, and we send them out into the world to do the same thing. We're at every basic training site for the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. We're at the military academies. We're at operational locations throughout the United States and in 32 countries around the world. And what we're trying to do is to introduce young men and women to Jesus Christ. A young Marine was introduced to Christ at our ministry location at Parris Island. A year later, we received a letter from his mom. And in that letter, she gave us a copy of her notice from the Department of the Navy, regretting to inform her that her son had been killed in Afghanistan. Imagine having a son or daughter in combat, and imagine getting a letter that says they've been killed. But also imagine the comfort, the joy of reading in their Bible about the day that they met Jesus Christ at Parris Island. The first thing we want to do is introduce young men and women to Jesus Christ before they go into harm's way. The needs of the military may change, but one thing I am sure of, the heartbeat of this ministry will always be to introduce the men and women of the military to Jesus Christ.
the back there, it says, "It is not what a man does that determines whether his work is sacred or secular. It is why he does it." A.W. Tozer. So again, a reminder, whether you're in uniform or not, it's why we do what we do, and hopefully an encouragement to continue doing what you're doing to get the word out. Now, this may look familiar to some of you guys. We were blessed to receive this on our final day here at Del Rio Bible Church as a kind of a going away a memento and memory. And when we got to our house in Colorado, we hung it up there on the wall. And some of you guys may have some your signatures around that. Not sure, but I wanted to focus there on the center part and let you know that this goes back to you. This is how we feel about you as well. I thank my God every time I remember you. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for partnering with us. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support, for the opportunity to be part of what God's doing with all of us there in the Springs and beyond. Because, you know, we've been plenty of times where we aren't able to go and do things, and so we can be part of it through the support and prayer. And so I just want to, hopefully you saw in the video, that's the impact that you guys are having, and hopefully through some of these stories. And we'd love to tell you some more afterwards, the impact that you're having. So we really appreciate you, we love you, and we thank you for what you have done and will continue to do. A couple closing thoughts before we